This fall, Michigan high schools are testing two different programs for detecting concussions in high school athletes, and girls' sports are getting equal attention. Carmen Ainsworth High School is facing off against Kersley High School in their volleyball season opener. Anyone who thinks volleyball is not a contact sport hasn't seen a girls' high school volleyball game. Players collide on the court, they fall to the hardwood diving for balls, and of course they have balls spiked in their faces by the opposing team. It can even be rough in practice.
We just had a girl fall in tryouts and hit her head on the ground, but we've been fortunate enough to not been put in that situation where we have hit our head or collided in a game, but it has come close. We've come close to it.
That's Carmen Bischoff. She and a few of her Kersley High School teammates say they've never suffered a concussion, but starting this fall, they're subjects in a statewide test. Kersley is one of 70 high schools in Michigan testing two new concussion protocols. Football has the highest incident of players suffering concussions, but girls' sports, including soccer, cheerleading, and volleyball, also have a significant rate of concussions. Marjorie Snyder is research director with the Women's Sports Foundation. She says there's not a lot of research on the long-term effects of concussions on female athletes.
A lot of the short-term things that we know about concussions are certainly frightening in and of themselves, that we wouldn't want to, you know, wait for another 10 or 20 years to see what the long-term effects are.
The new protocols involve testing an athlete's cognitive ability before the season, then comparing those test results with new tests conducted after a player may have suffered a concussion. The Michigan High School Athletic Association organized this year's two concussion pilot tests. The association mandated that the schools taking part must include an equal number of boys and girls sports. Jack Roberts is the association's executive director. He says concussions are an equal opportunity problem in sports.
We're especially concerned about girls' soccer and the heading and the head-to-head contact. Heading of the ball and head-to-head contact are a concern to us.
Research has shown high school girls' soccer players have a higher concussion rate than boys. The same is true for high school basketball. U of M researcher Catherine O'Connor works in the Neurotrauma Laboratory. She recently published a study on concussions among male and female college athletes. O'Connor says she's seen a difference between the ways male and female athletes acknowledge concussions, knowing that coaches may put them on the bench if they've had a concussion.
Males may be more apt to hide symptoms, knowing that, you know, if they are honest and report things, they may be held out longer. It is definitely something that is kind of in the back of our mind, is that, you know, female athletes have maybe had less time to game the system or think that they should game the system.
The new concussion test may make it more difficult for all athletes to hide concussions. The pilot testing for the new concussion protocols will continue for the next few years, but there are no plans for the Michigan High School Athletic Association to mandate the testing in all sports. Jack Roberts says that pilot programs present a learning experience.
The schools are going to learn more about concussion detection, to be sure, but so are those developing these systems. They're going to find out ways that they can make them more adaptable to the high school level that doesn't have a lot of medical experts standing on the sidelines like the colleges and professional level would.
And that would be helpful to schools that don't have enough trained professionals to be on the sidelines for both boys and girls sports. I'm Steve Carmody.